Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Jaden Daniels is hurt. He will be out for an extended period of time. There's a possibility he'll be out for the rest of this season. We're still awaiting word on the timeline from Washington. Dan Quinn today was asked again. This would have been the day we got that update. He said they're still getting some opinions, finalizing some things. So on Monday, he basically kicked the can to today. And today, he kicked the can to tomorrow. I think we're going to have to get some finality or at least some type of update tomorrow where they come out, Danny, and either say he's done for the year or there's some hope that he's coming back. But whether or not they put him on injured reserve, you know, whether it's that he can come back at some point or it's permanent for this season, I would think tomorrow's got to be the day you let us know if you're going to. Otherwise, they could just do the thing they did early in the season when they just kind of keep taking the air out of the ball.
That's honestly what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to avoid telling us for as long as humanly possible for whatever reason. I don't know what's to be gained from that, to be honest with you, but it just leads to more questions, which they seem to be annoyed about. Like Dan Quinn doesn't like answering the constant questions. Well, that comes when there's nothing definitive. So, you know, if it's like ordering a dish and being stunned when that menu item comes that you ordered moments ago. But I digress. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get clarity as much as I would like it.
My guess is tomorrow they put him on IR and he announces the severity of the injury and the road ahead, whether that means he can come back or not this season. I'm speculating. I have no idea. That's just my guess. But I guess a good follow-up to that would be, okay, if they're going to do that tomorrow, why wouldn't they have done it today? And I don't have a good answer unless they really are just getting more opinions and it's taking more time. And it has taken this long since Sunday to get all the answers that they need. But in discussing Jaden Daniels, at some point he's going to be back. Hopefully that's in 4 to 6 weeks. More than likely, at the earliest, it's with a couple of weeks left in the season. And it's very possible it won't be until the start of next year. But when he comes back, Washington's going to need this offense to look more like they did in 24 than 25. And they're going to need Daniels to look more comfortable, and like he did in 24 more often than 25. Now, I'm of the belief that there's a lot of variables at a dependent position. Joe Theismann talks about this on our show all the time,
yep,
how dependent the quarterback position is. There's a lot of things outside of Jaden Daniels' control that have led to his regression, if we're going to call it that, this year, whatever this step back was, notably injuries, receiver talent. And my biggest reason for his regression is his lack of time playing. His lack of time on the grass. Those are practices with just him playing, period, in practice and in games, but also preseason activity. Practices with Debo and Terry, with this offensive line. Like, collectively, everybody together, practice either matters or it doesn't. I happen to believe it matters a lot. They've had one of these years because they have a bunch of veterans like Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner, where today, as an example, Ertz is getting this rest day. And it's just constantly days where your offense is not intact on the field because of injuries and rest days, and I think that's part of the problem. I think Jaden not getting to play in the preseason or them electing not to have him play, you know, the lack of practices with the injuries, just the fact that he missed time, all of these are factors for why he has taken a step back this year, in addition to the fact that just naturally, last year was probably not sustainable. Unless you really thought in year two he was just going to be an MVP and a top four quarterback in the league on the Mount Rushmore with Burrow and Mahomes and Allen and those guys. And that's what he played like last year. If you thought that was going to happen again, okay. But progress is not linear, and it's really, really hard to replicate that. That was a hard thing to do twice. Writing the second best seller is harder than the first. And I just thought naturally, harder schedule, a little bit less luck as a team, it was going to be tough to replicate. And throw all of this into a stew that I'm cooking. This is why we're here.
Yeah, there's a million reasons why. I think the biggest one, though, is about confidence. And it's not to say that he's not a confident person anymore. The analogy I'll draw is when I was very little, my dad was trying to teach me how to pitch. And I just would take the ball out of my glove, put it right by my ear, and basically just kind of like throw a dart because I felt like I knew where it was going. He said, no, you have to have an arm circle. You have to drop the ball down, make a long circle with it. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Because the first time I did it, I threw it 6 feet in front of me and I didn't know what I was doing, right? I was trying to learn something. I didn't trust that it was going to work for me. And that confidence and that trust has gone away. Why? The answer is yes, by the way. Everything that you just said, better opponents, less time on the grass, less preparation, too many injuries, too little time with players, having things not work out, throwing to unfamiliar faces, defenses doing things different, etc. There's no trust there anymore. So I've seen a million quarterbacks come into this league that have started to see those pass rush ghosts where the instant they drop back, 1,000, their eyes are already darting down to where the pressure is coming from. See Carr, David, right? Who was never the same after he got sacked 2 trillion times. See a million other guys that we now think of as kind of punchlines and we laugh because they never amounted to anything because they lost their ability to trust. They lost their ability to have any kind of confidence that what they were going to do was going to work out. I'm not saying Daniels is at that level, by the way. I'm saying it's no longer this invincible Superman type deal. So to me, there needs to be some kind of reset. Easier said than done, by the way. This is why people get paid a lot of money to fix these sorts of problems. There needs to be some kind of reset, some kind of, kind of use this opportunity during a wasted and lost season to sort of rebuild that athletic arrogance, number one. But number two, the idea that it's going to work if you do what we say. Because that's not happening right now, right? I mean, down the stretch last year, Cliff Kingsbury was calling something and Jaden was like, that's nice. I got to go make a play. And it was working. Now within the structure of the offense, he doesn't believe that it's going to work. And I think that's been a huge issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many factors for why their offense looks broken. But in this game against Seattle, we'll just take this one for what it is. He got pressured half the time. A lot of those pressures are on their pass protectors. Some of them are on him holding the ball. That's going to be the case for every quarterback in every NFL game. But the vast majority of the time, I thought he was not protected well in that game. And what happens when you get hit a lot and you get pressured a lot? You start to leave the pocket as often as you can. There also was not enough opportunities down the field to hit on anything. And so what inevitably happens is I think you start pressing to take the shot and you start turning down some of the underneath stuff. You start trying to kind of want that big play because it's being taken away from you. You feel like when I get that chance, I can't miss it. And you don't take the layup because you're waiting on the 17-footer or the three-pointer. Some of that happens in this game. But the fact is, in the end, when he wasn't running, they had nothing. So I can get annoyed and frustrated if I want to that he's turning down passes to run sometimes. But when you don't have explosive, dynamic players on the outside and you can't run the ball with your backs, which in that game was not happening effectively, it felt like the Tampa game in week one or the Atlanta game at the end that you were talking about, where it was like on every play he felt like he had to be special and go make a play with his legs. And in the NFL, it's not going to consistently work, right? So that brings us to Kurt Warner, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback who was evaluating Daniel's performance. And Warner tweeted something out. I'll find it here. But he tweeted something out a couple of days ago, basically watching the Jaden tape and saying the year one to year two change is stark and substantial. Pull it up and you can read it if you got it over there. But what Warner was essentially saying was, hey, there's a lot of reasons why from year one to year two, this looks different. He was giving some observations, but he got eviscerated for it. We know this in this town. Analyzing quarterbacks is so polarizing. And especially when it's our guy that we love in town, right? Everybody has decided correctly this is the franchise quarterback. Jaden Daniels, even with this year's performance, is a second contract player in D.C. He's going to be here. He's going to be the answer and the long-term player. The question is, can he play at the level of last year where he was a superstar, or is this more going to be the norm? He was 20th in EPA per play. I don't know if that accounts for like guys with a few snaps or not, but kind of a middle-of-the-pack starting quarterback in terms of some of the passing numbers. You add in the running, it's a fringe top 10 performer still. Is this what we're looking at, or was it last year where they're setting some records offensively? So that's kind of the conversation now. I think anyone who's having other conversations about if he's the future, if he's the answer, that's irresponsible. They don't even need a seat at the table. I don't give everyone a seat at the table on that. But Warner's tweet that got him in hot water was.
Yeah, so he has a couple follow-ups where he actually says, here's the video, here's the breakdown, here's what I've done.
Well, but he went on to do a 37-minute breakdown with video on this just to show people what he was seeing.
And here's the initial. Was just finishing up my tape for a week with the Commanders, and it's really amazing the difference in Jaden Daniels in year two. We often talk about sophomore slumps, and they can definitely be real with teams having a better idea of how to stop you or your O and forcing you beyond your number one more and more often. The hard part is, it just doesn't seem like JD is seeing the field like he did last year. Holding ball, seemingly looking and not throwing to open number one read, struggling to work through reads. Another example of this game being tough and guys on the other side getting paid also, but it's a bummer because he was so incredible last season.
So he took a bunch of heat, goes back and forth with fans a bunch, and then finally says, all right, you know what, I'll show you. And he does this 37-minute YouTube clip where he puts together a bunch of the video to kind of work people through what he's seeing. So we've got some of the audio of that we'll play for you here, and then the conversation we want to have is, basically, Warner gets into some of what could happen, but he seems to be saying this is the issue and not why did we get here or how did we get here, which is the conversation I want to have.
Yeah.
Which is it as simple as get a couple of weapons on the outside and everything's fixed?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get a receiver who can win in man coverage. Like, if he has Justin Jefferson, what's it look like for Jaden Daniels? Hell, if you go back to last year where you just have Alameda Zaccheaus, there's nobody like him right now. Deami Brown, they don't really have somebody like him right now. Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin, his top four guys. Jamison Crowder, a veteran in the slot, they don't really have someone like that right now. Does it look that different that quickly? So this was Warner go to cut one on how he assesses the position and what types of things he's taking into account.
There's a lot of factors, no question. There's always a lot of factors with the quarterback and with the team and whether guys are healthy and whether they're healthy and all those things. The bottom line is when I analyze a quarterback, I look at the play in front of me and I look at all the factors. Where are his eyes? Where is he reading it? Where should he be reading this? Is there pressure? Is there guys open? All of that stuff. And then assess the quarterback play off of that.
So go to cut two here when he starts pointing out a couple of plays. Now, I have not found this to be a issue with Jaden as a reoccurring thing. Like, I don't think Daniels struggles with taking the easy throw often. In fact, last year especially, quick game was a really good thing, and the ball came out of his hand pretty decisively. But in this game against Seattle, and I think it might be symbiotic with the amount of pressure he was facing, for whatever reason, somebody would come free right away, and instead of just driving it in there as fast as possible, he would hold the ball and wait for something else. And oftentimes that led to a worse result. And it, in real time, you could see it. And watching it back, you could see it. And it seems to be what Warner was bothered by. Here was cut two.
Okay, here we come with the naked bootleg again. There it is. That's open right there. Got to take it, right? We always say when you have a naked bootleg, the intent of a naked bootleg is not to throw the ball down the field. The intent is to get the defense to play a little bit more at home. Right? Not overplay the run and simply to get moving in the other direction and drop the flat off. That's why every naked has a flat right there. So if you have pressure, you're trying to get the flat. If you've got two steps on the flat, you take it. You give it to the guy and you don't try to do too much. You don't spend too much time looking at the pressure. Come out. He's got two steps. Give it to him. Put it on him right there. Make a play.
So watching this video, so it's hard to envision this, but the point of what Warner's saying is you may not have the home run. You may not have the let's get 17 points on this one play or the grand slam, But what you got is a first down. What you got is forward progress. What you have is an advancement. And you keep the football and you kind of keep going. Things that it felt like were there last year when they didn't have to press. Well, now they're pressing. So the point is that that receiver on that play was open. Now, give it to him. And Daniels had his eyes elsewhere, whether it was on the pass rush, whether it was, you know, looking downfield for the home run ball or some kind of special thing, you know, sort of second order effect a la Mahomes scrambling around for 17 seconds and somebody breaks free. The point was, right now, this minute, we have a positive play. And it's not just a 2-yarder either. It's probably a great chance for a first down if you do what you're capable of, which is just you come around from that bootleg, you get your eyes right, he's open, boom, we hit it, and now we get the next play call.
And instead, again, we're spending a lot of time creating. And, yep, I mean, I played quarterback. Yes, there's times where you're getting hit a lot, getting a lot of pressure, you get impatient, you stop seeing the field, and you start looking to create. It happens. That was my point, is he's not seeing the field and playing as patiently as he did a year ago. Here comes the throw. It's coming. Okay, we can always give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he doesn't feel this guy coming out because this guy chipped, and maybe he didn't think it was ever going to come, and that's why he took off. Okay, I can live with that. If that's the reason, I don't get a chance to talk to Jaden, but if that's the reason, I can live with that.
The context of why this is happening is probably the most important element of the conversation.
100%.
Because there's ebbs and flows, and Warner would go on in one of these clips to talk about how he would go through these phases where he felt like he didn't see it as clean, or he would have these games on tape, he'd go back and say, why didn't I just take that throw? And I guess that's the question on the phones for people at 800-636-1067. Is this just a product of the walls caving in offensively right now where they can't run the ball? They don't have guys getting open at receiver. Cliff's not helping them very much by scheming guys open. And so you're in this run and make a play, or maybe in his mind, extend to get somebody free to get a chunk. And that's your mindset going into the play, so you're not taking the 3 or the 4. Now, I still remember the conversation we had with Kirk Cousins on air one time.
I was going to bring it up.
Where his adage that he always went with was, you can't go broke taking a profit. And it's based on this sit-down he had with Jay Gruden where they watched the tape of Tom Brady over a few games, all the cut-ups in 2015. He was probably not far from being benched as the first-year starter. And Jay's like, which throws can't you make? And they watch it, and he makes every single throw that Brady can make, and he's like, I could do that. And he's like, Tom Brady's brilliance is he's just taking what's there. It's completions. It's keeping the chains moving. It's 2nd and 6, becoming 3rd and 2, becoming 1st and 10. It's, you know, completions are the game here. And I think, I guess what frustrates me a little bit about this week or this new conversation or even what Warner's talking about is I have perceived that to be a strength of Jaden Daniels's. I don't think it was in this game. Now, I would wonder, I don't know if Kurt only looked at this game. I wonder if he would go back and say this was the case in other games. He knows more than I do.
Yeah, it might be, honestly, where you're not seeing the same level of production, and there's, you know, good enough reason for it. I was going to bring up another Kirk Cousins axiom that he would talk about all the time, where he would learn to trust it, whatever it was, throwing in a tight window to Pierre Garçon. And what was the phrase he used? Do you remember? He would make me right. He would make me right. Meaning, I now know that if Pierre Garçon doesn't have a step, he's got a step.
Well, but Jaden doesn't trust these guys to make him right.
This is the point. I don't think he trusts anybody or anything. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying I think that's what's happened. He doesn't trust the pass protection, doesn't trust the receivers to be in the right spot, doesn't trust guys to make plays.
Did you think the pass pro was problematic before this week? I mean, it's very normal amounts of, like, yeah, it's not perfect on every snap, but this is not a bad pass protecting group. This week they were.
Not to necessarily impugn the line, because he has a part in it too. I mean, whether it's, you know, not assigning the right protection, not having the right slide on. I mean, everybody wears that to me. I've learned enough over the years that it's not just because the left guard missed a block or whatever. Sometimes it is. But to me, I just don't think he trusts any part of it right now. And I think that's what has to come back.
How are we going to read this? You know, with us being condensed into the boundary, to me, what we have to do is we've got to start right here. Okay? So if that guy stays tucked inside, okay, and takes that away, then we're going to basically get a 2-on-1 out here with the flat coming underneath it. If that defender widens because we're doing all this out here, we're going to look right here and we're going to try to get it, and then we're going to work accordingly. Okay, if you work inside, it could easily be, okay, if this guy turns and takes this away, then just dump it to your back underneath. But again, what's right here? Okay, so I got to be set. Here it comes, right there. There comes the throw. To me, he's looking at it right there. This is a huge window in the NFL. He's looking at it. Okay, so take it. Okay, you don't like it, you don't take it, whatever. Okay, come right here. Work through your progressions. Take it. There it is right there. Take the back. Everything else is condensed because this guy pushed through. This guy pushed here. You don't have anything else but this. Yep, the pressure's starting to come now. No question about it. But that throw should have already been off, or you should have plenty of time right here to hold this, you know, and get this off to the back right here based off of that decision.
Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner with a detailed breakdown on Jaden Daniels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.